I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Friday that Israeli forces will remain in southern Lebanon beyond the 60-day deadline stipulated in the ceasefire deal with Hezbollah because its terms have not been fully implemented. VOA's Christina Manente has more.
The deal, brokered by the United States and France, ended more than a year of hostilities between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah. Under the agreement, which took effect on November 27th, Hezbollah weapons and fighters must be removed from areas south of the Litani River, and Israeli troops should withdraw as the Lebanese military deploys into the region, all within a 60-day time frame, meaning by Sunday at 4 a.m. local time. In a statement, Netanyahu's office said, quote, "Since the ceasefire agreement has not yet been fully enforced by the Lebanese state, the gradual withdrawal process will continue in full coordination with the United States," unquote. The statement did not say how much longer Israeli forces might remain in southern Lebanon. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
The UN Human Rights Office warned Friday that increased violence in the occupied West Bank could threaten the ceasefire in Gaza. The Human Rights Office reports that since Tuesday, Israeli operations in the West Bank have killed at least 12 Palestinians and injured 40 others, most of them reportedly unarmed. Meanwhile, the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, reports the situation in the West Bank continues to deteriorate. At a news briefing in New York Friday, UN spokesman Farhan Haq provided an update from OCHA.
The ongoing operation by Israeli forces in Jenin and Jenin refugee camp, now in its fourth day, has expanded to nearby villages. OCHA warns once again that lethal, warlike tactics are being applied, raising concerns over use of force that exceeds law enforcement standards.
Haq also reported via OCHA that in the 6 days since the ceasefire in Gaza was enforced, more than 200,000 food parcels have been dispatched to more than 130 distribution points. This is VOA News.